The title of today's lesson is God's Word is Truth. Let All Men Be a Liar, Part 1. In these lessons, we will be discussing many scriptures that we as Christians should be applying in our daily walk with the Lord to help us to stand against the tricks of the enemy. In Romans chapter 3 and verses 3 and 4, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged." First and foremost, God's word is truth. Let all men be a liar. What is truth, you may ask? You are not the only person who was asked this question. In John chapter 18, verse 36, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all." Here we learn from Jesus that he came to bear witness of the truth, and that everyone that is of the truth will hear his voice. So what is the truth? In John 14 and verse 6, Jesus saith unto them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ is the life. In John chapter 17 and verse 17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." The word of God is truth. Jesus Christ is the word of God. In John chapter 1 and verse 1, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God." God is the word. We then learn that the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In John chapter 1 and verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So can we still know the truth today, or has it been distorted throughout the ages? In Psalms chapter 100 and verse 5, "For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." If the Lord's truth endures to all generations, then we today can still have full faith and full trust in the Word of God. Let's turn our attention on the topic of faith. How important is our faith in God's eyes? In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." Without faith, we cannot please God. We must exercise our faith in God through our obedience to Him. If we are born-again believers in Jesus Christ, we know that if we ask anything according to His will, He will give us what we have desired. In John chapter 20 and verse 29, Jesus saith unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed." In James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Would you like to have godly wisdom? All you have to do is ask the Lord for wisdom, who will give to all men liberally, if we ask of him in faith, nothing wavering. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. It is not by our strength, not by our might, but by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. It is the Spirit of Christ that strengthens us, as the Apostle Paul has told us. I can do all things through Christ. What a promise! In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 9, but, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward His name, and that you have ministered to the saints, and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. We have full assurance that if we be followers of those before us, that we too, through faith and patience, will inherit the promises of God, eternal life with Jesus Christ the righteous. How do we increase our faith? In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So faith comes by hearing the Word of God. In Romans chapter 10, verse 14, how then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You must be under subjection to a preacher to increase your faith in the Word of God. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What day approaching? The day of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are told to assemble ourselves together. We are told we need a preacher to hear the Word. We were told that faith comes by hearing the Word. So we must attend church and be under subjection to the preacher, whom the Lord has appointed to be over His flock. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, and He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. The fivefold ministry was a gift from God for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, the edifying of the body of Christ. until we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. Verse 16 again stresses the importance of the church, the body of Christ, to assemble itself together. We grow in edifying and exhorting the body of Christ in love. Why would you not want a fellowship with the body of Christ? Let all men be a liar. God's word is truth. We must assemble ourselves together. We must go to church. Put your trust in the Lord. In Psalms chapter 37 and verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Do you want the Lord to direct your path and to give you the desires of your heart? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Put your faith in him and not in anything else. Commit your ways to the Lord, acknowledging him in all of your ways, and he will direct your path and give you the desires of your heart. In Psalms chapter 34 and verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. In Psalms chapter 145, verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. In Luke chapter 12 and verse 29, and seek not what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Be not of a doubtful mind. In Romans chapter 14 and verse 23, and he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. In Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25, the fear of a man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. The fear of a man will bring a snare. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34, take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Become a laborer for the Lord. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 37, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Desire the Word of God and purge yourself from sin. In Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. In John chapter 8, verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God's word is truth. Let all men be a liar. If you continue in his word, you are his disciple. If you do not continue in his word, you are none of his. If you do live by the word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. In John chapter 4 and verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. In John chapter 7 and verse 37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, give me to drink. Is this gift for everyone? In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In Mark chapter 8 and verse 34, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19, nevertheless the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. The choice is yours. Purge yourself from iniquity. Follow after Jesus Christ and live. Or follow after yourself and die. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.